Together in this building under the authority of the seventh angel messenger. Amen. That's the truth. To hear that word and to feed on that word. I just appreciated so much on Voice of God website there with the Agapo tour and the little new video and about how it gave a little thing in there about how the Agapo tablet has been sent out, I think the second week of March, if I didn't misunderstand that, but thank the Lord for it. amen. And I just believe it's going to finish the job. I believe it. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Just thank the Lord for our brother Joseph, the voice of God. God bless you all. Amen. Our prayers are with you. We're praying for you. And we love you with all our heart. Amen. Just looking at the Agape Tour, I know you all know this, but I just thought it would be just a wonderful thing for us to do. You know, this Friday, the 15th, Brother Joseph and the Agape Tour team, they're in Beaumont, Texas, as you know. And they'll be there this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And Friday and Saturday, their services are at 7 o'clock p.m. And on Sunday, it's 10 o'clock a.m. And you've read that. And so they're about 1 hour behind us in time. And Brother Joseph, normally, about 20 minutes to service here, he goes to prayer with us brothers in the back, about 20 minutes prior to service time. And I think it would just be nice just to sync up with them and synchronize in time is just before their service. Our time, it would be 7:40 p.m. Friday and Saturday night. And Sunday morning would be 10:40 our time, just an hour before, you know, so it's synchronized right when they go to prayer. We're doing the same thing, praying for them, that the Lord's with them, blessing them. And if we can't be there, we can be there praying, though. We're one, we're a body, amen? We're a body. Amen. Seated. I just felt on my heart, just be something really special to do. So you just keep that in mind. You know, I was thinking tonight on the message that we're going to hear. You know, just like to take a few minutes of your time here. Some scriptures came to me, and I was thinking about how we're a part of the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You are that. You know, and Satan likes to throw every punch at you telling you how no good we are. Man, that's the truth. I know that. But he didn't tell us the whole story. But you know, he leaves out Psalms 107:2, I am redeemed. Amen. From the hand of the enemy. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. I'm redeemed. Amen. Not only that, I'm forgiven. Colossians 1:13 says, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, amen, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Amen. Amen. That's me. I'm forgiven. Amen. I'm saved by the grace of God through faith. Ephesians 2:8. Not only that, I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. Galatians 3:13. I'm kept in safety wherever I go. Psalms 91:11. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Not some of them, all of them. I'm kept in safety. I'm getting all my needs met by Jesus Christ. Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all your need in accord to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I am. Yes, sir. Ephesians 6:10 says I am. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I am more than a conqueror. So are you. You're a part of the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're more than a conqueror through Him that loved us. I'm walking by faith and not by sight. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5:7. I am the very righteousness of God in Christ. He said you were. He said I was. 2 Corinthians 5:21, "For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." Amen. You are the righteousness of God. Just another scripture, Revelation 1:6. I'm sure you're all familiar with it. "He hath made us kings and priests." Revelation 1:6. Not, "I made you kings and priests." Not, "I made myself king and priest." He made us kings and priests. He did that for you and me. You better believe it. Amen. I'm blessed. I've got pages of scriptures. I'm just getting started, but I'm not going to read them all. I'm just getting started. Thank you, brother. But the message shall go forth from this place. Amen. But I was thinking about the bride. That's who we are. We're blessed. We are a part of that bride. He made us what we are. We're just so happy that He chose us from before the foundations of the world. You are that elected lady, according to 2 John 1:3. You are that. By God's voice, she is a spoken word bride manifested today. That's who you are. You don't compromise on one word. You're true to Him in every point. You don't go to the left or to the right, but you stay right with that word, that one man message. You know, what does the bride believe? She believes that the word came to the prophet, Malachi 4. And the revelation came to him, and then he delivered it to us. We can hear it ourselves directly from the voice of God to ourselves. Right there, it came to the messenger. That's what you're going to hear tonight. The bride can't eat nothing else. Brother Branham said that you become the word as you receive the word. I'd just like to read you this little quote for you. On the tape, spoken word is the original seed. He says, quote, "Nothing can harm her, not even death. For if the seed be planted, the water will raise it up again." Amen. Now I got a great big hallelujah. Here is the secret. The word is in the bride and the mind of Christ to know what He wants done with the word. And she does it in His name. She has, "Thus saith the Lord." Then it is germatized. So the Holy Spirit waters it until it is grown and serves its purpose. They do only His will. Amen. I believe that. No one can persuade them different. They have, "Thus saith the Lord," or they keep still, end quote. Amen. If it's on that tape, amen. If it's on that tape, she's just quiet. I don't know anything about that. She can't eat nothing else but what's on that tape. Amen. Nothing else but what's on that tape. Amen. The bride will say the right thing. What do you think that would be? What she would say. That's nothing but the truth, Brother Branham. From beginning to the tape to the very end of the tape, nothing but the truth, Brother Branham. All the way through. The whole thing. Amen, Brother Branham. That's nothing but the truth. Is that what you say tonight? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Another little thing I wrote down here. The bride's not confused on the scripture. No, because the scriptures have been revealed to her by the messenger of this age. She got ears to hear. Aren't you glad you got ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking through the way of the messenger? Amen. The bride, what's she looking for? She's getting herself ready. She's getting herself ready. She's preparing herself. What for? For a resurrection and a rapture. And I'm looking forward. Aren't you? Amen. God bless you tonight. Thank you. Now as we get ready to stand now, we have prayer requests. We won't take the time to read them all. But the Lord knows them all. And I know that He's never failed, not even one time. Not ever once. Never. He can't. Because He's the Almighty God. And we're just so happy to be His sons and daughters. I'm so happy for that. And as we reach out and touch the Lord, I know He's going to be here. I know He's going to speak to us. I know He's going to minister to us. And whatever we have need of, He's going to give it to us. I believe it. So now let's just sing it and just look to Him. Amen. Reach out and touch the Lord as He comes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your needs to Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You for being able to be here tonight in the house of God, Lord. We thankful to be able to gather together, Lord, and bring these prayer requests that I hold in my hand, Lord, to You, Father, Lord. We know that whatever needs that people have tonight, Lord, that You're going to go out, Father. You're going to reach Your tender hand down, Lord. You're going to touch their bodies, Lord. The situations that they have in their families or in their spiritual life, Lord, You're going to undertake for them, Father. Lord, we're so thankful to You for Your promises, Lord, that You give us, Father. For the sacrifice You made at Calvary, Lord. For the stripes, Lord, that were on Your back, Father, and You bled, Father. And as Brother Brandon described, Lord, all those little stripes, Father, just bled and bled, and they turned into one big spot, Lord. Lord, cover us with Your blood, Father. Lord, we ask that You just send down Your healing balm of Your Holy Spirit to each little request here, Father. We love You, Lord. We bring these requests to You, Lord, knowing with full confidence, Lord, that You have already done these things, Lord. Yes. It's just us to accept it by faith, Lord, the finished work through Calvary, Lord. Father God, we love You, and we thank You for Your mercy and grace for us tonight, Lord. Thank You for bringing us here, Lord. In Your precious and wonderful name we pray. Everybody's happy to be here tonight. Well, are you going to be there when the trumpet sounds?
Yes, sir.
Amen. When your name is called yonder, let's sing that song, When the Roll is Called Up Yonder.
Oh, when the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be known, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved gather over on the other shore, and the roll is calling yonder, I'll be there. Oh, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, oh, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. That bright and cloudless morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise, and the glory of His resurrection share, when the chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies, and the road is called up yonder, I'll be there. Oh, when the road is called up yonder, when the road is called. The dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all His wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the road is called up yonder, I'll be there. Yonder, oh, when the road is called up yonder, I'll be there. understanding of speaking about that agape love. I hadn't planned to sing this, but I want to sing it. Let's just sing that song, Fill My Way Every Day With Love. Do you want Him to fill your day every day with love? Amen.
Oh, let me walk, blessed Lord, in the way Thou hast gone, leading straight to the land of love, giving cheer everywhere to the sad and the lone. Fill my way every day with love. Oh, fill my way every day with love. As I walk with the heavenly God, oh, let me go all the while with the song and the smile. Fill my way every day with love. Keep me close, oh, keep me close to the side of my Savior and God. Let me never in darkness roam, and keep my path free from wrath and my soul satisfied. Fill my way every day with love. Sing it to me. Oh, fill my way every day with love. As I walk with the heavenly dove, oh, let me go all the while.
Praise the Lord. You know, I think I've kept you standing up. I done forgot to sit you down, but we need to stand up anyway and just prepare for the tape. And as we prepare for that, let's to invite Brother Samuel back up. Let's just sing this little song, All Is Well. All is well.
Play. You to come, Lord. Lord, just take full control, Lord. Just strengthen us, Lord, with your faith, with your love, Lord. With you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Lord, we look to you. We love you, Lord. Thank you for this message and this messenger. We commit it all to you, Father, in Jesus' name. Now we get ready to sing Only Believe. Amen.
Speak to us, Revelations chapter 4, number 1. God's servant and prophet, Brother Branham. God bless you.